The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty. We're speaking of we're talking about freedom of wheat. We don't want to do a Deutschland with any anti-American sentiment, but we'll just kind of play it off that way. Maybe this is the kind of stuff people can understand. I don't know.
That might actually get you to U.S. Congress.
That's true if I put a drain in my mouth. Freedom of speech, folks, does not endorse crime, or does it endorse an anti-American sentiment. It doesn't teach men that it's okay to kill, yet Hollywood, television, and the games that some of these kids play teach our young to kill. But there are those that say, we have freedom of speech all in the name of entertainment. Endorsing illicit sex is not freedom of speech. Then it elevates to child pornography and they wonder why. Dishonoring your parents is not freedom of speech. Yet Disney promotes that all the time. I can go down to the Ten Commandments all day long and to the laws of our land and say what they call freedom of speech is not at all freedom of speech. Whatever begins to overthrow who we are as a people, that wouldn't be good for America, would it? Freedom was given to you to do what you ought to do, not what you want to do.
And if you look on the First Amendment where it notifies Congress that they shall not abridge our freedom of speech, they can't come in and say, you know, you can say this and you can't say that. Because we came from England in a system where if you even thought treasonous thoughts towards the king, you could be arrested, thrown in prison. Yep. You might even be killed.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, America?
Exactly.
Thoughts.
So we have liberty of conscience, which our founders acknowledge. God gives us the liberty of conscience. And if you look all in the First Amendment, it all has to do with conscience. I have the ability to worship God how I want. My religious denomination is not up for the government to dictate. Now, it does give freedom for religion. It doesn't say freedom from religion. It doesn't separate religion from the public sector. That would have been suicide, as many of our founders even said. We depend upon the virtue that the church establishes. We depend upon Christians to govern themselves because we don't have enough guns to keep everybody in order if they just decide tomorrow to disobey conscience.
It's a dangerous system.
Totally a dangerous. Yeah. But anyhow, there's actually literally statutes in many of the state constitutions. You don't have the freedom, your speech can't incorporate fighting words. In other words, I can't get on the air and say, I'm going to kick your such and such, you blanky blank. You don't have the liberty to do that. You can't incorporate fighting words into your speech. You can't incorporate obscenity into your speech. Now, the problem nowadays is many judges say, well, I don't really know what obscenity is. And so then they debate on what obscenity really is. But let's just, me and you, the common thinking average man, you know, us simpletons, we know what obscenity is. It's pretty blatant. It's pretty clear. And you asked before, what are the adults teaching the kids? Well, I'll tell you what, the kids are learning it, and they're learning it very quickly. And pretty soon, you're going to have to deal with those repercussions that many parents that are out there even listening now have had to.
I want to interject this point, Jake. It's important for people to understand this. It's the very people that are blaming the weapons are the very ones that endorsed the crime.
And protect the crime, really.
That's exactly right. These same people, they sit there and they advocate it, they allow it, and then when the crime's committed, they blame the weapon. That's just absolute foolishness that protects their lives.
And I think what's even bigger than this, folks, is that this type of mentality is so sick. They exploit the blood of the victims, as we just saw. Mm-hmm. Hey, great, here's a catastrophe. We can use the blood of these victims today to promote our cause. And ultimately, they've been doing it already, in case you haven't got the memo here that the Sons of Liberty have been speaking into your lives, is the fact that they already do that with the blood of the veterans. The blood of the veterans ratified a covenant. We have certain rights that are protected by government. Now, again, those rights weren't given by government. They're just merely protected. You have the freedom to believe what you need to believe in regards to religion. However, some countries won't protect that. In other words, if you say, I'm a Christian, you may be persecuted for that. In this country, we do protect it because we've identified that God gave us the liberty, the prosperity that we have right now. But they're willing to literally trample on the blood to use to exploit. I shouldn't even say trample.
It's
this
exactly
is a matter of
what
exploiting.
They did.
And that's how scary it is, folks, because they're already using the blood of veterans that have laid it all on the line so that we could remain free. They look at that blood and say, wow, that worked really great. How can I use that for my own motives and my own agenda?
That's why they're policing the world.
And if they didn't have that blood, where would they be? They wouldn't have an opportunity to share. And this comes back down to freedom of speech. Because the freedom of speech, you don't have the freedom to defame. You don't have the freedom to slander. Let me say this. There is freedoms that we do have, but those freedoms have to lie within the confines of law. Just like I'm free, I'm not in jail today because of why? Well, you would say, well, because you obey the law. Exactly. So my freedom has boundaries and have extents. Okay. And another thing is, too, is my freedoms are protected by boundaries and by certain laws. Your freedom, you out there listening, it's protected as well. Now, if one of my listeners, I start to defame them or use fighting words or obscenity to degrade them, now I've just infringed upon another person's freedom.
What if I use King James, though?
That may infringe upon some people's simple mentality.
I just got to make sure I don't want to get in trouble.
Don't wound their poor constitution.
Well, you even heard on national radio that there was actionable consequences for some of the people in conservative radio where they could have really took some people down legally.
Yeah, I think the point is that they should. Because if these people can get away with spewing this garbage, exploiting victims' blood, exploiting our veterans' blood in office as they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and create their own agendas, and then when you bring up the Constitution, they laugh at you like you're some kind of idiot, you're just a mindless, babbling fool.
What are you hearing from the main state-run media? The Constitution is obsolete. They're saying it to you. And what's under attack, folks? You are.
Constitution, and then you. Because the Constitution is what protects you. Again, your liberty. So be careful now when they start to tear away your liberties, but yet they claim to hold liberty.
That's what they're trying to implement through the FCC right now. Whenever you kick back America, then the FCC wants to step up and put this fairness doctrine back into play. In other words, we need to shut up your resistance. That's all it's about.
They couldn't do this on their own. The liberty of one man depends not so much on the removal of all restraint. It's dependent upon your due restraint upon the liberty of others. I am at liberty so long as I am not infringing on another's liberty.
Well, to enforce their liberty, because the fulfillment of the laws is to look out for my brothers.
That will be true liberty.
That's right.
Now, one man says, I am at liberty to carry a firearm in this country. However, I'm not at liberty, once I use that firearm, to shoot somebody.
That's right.
There's where my liberty stopped. This is how ridiculous the argument from many lawless thinking minds and un-American minds says, well, I have the liberty to shoot somebody. You and I, as a normal thinking citizen, just going by the laws of God and laws of nature, say, you don't have the liberty to kill somebody. But that's what they're trying to convince you. If I'm a public figure, I can do what you actually can't do. I have more liberties than you have. And then they've got us thinking that they're the source of our liberty.
It reminds me of Truman back in the 50s. And by the way, all the presidents prior to him, you could just walk down the street and see the president stop and shake his hand. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a fence around the White House to protect him with Secret Service. But what you're seeing is when they begin to work against the people, then they need to begin to defend themselves against them people.
Yeah, they're protecting their own interests.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me, too, is even when I'm hearing some of this rhetoric going on, it's okay for them to have a gun to protect themselves, but us mere peasants, we can't have them.
That's right.
Or why don't we arm our public schools with armed guards? Why are we doing that? Because the elders are becoming afraid of the children because they haven't been properly restrained by education, religion, and morality.
That's right. And if you look, what is they attempting to cast off constantly? It's that education, religion, and morality. The whole concept comes down to is my liberty doesn't depend on who's not restraining me. It depends upon me restraining myself from destroying somebody else's
liberty.
That's right. I can't go steal from somebody else because I just destroyed their liberty. Now I'm outside of the law. I'm outside of those confines. I'm not free anymore. It's just like the train who jumps off the tracks. He's not free.
That's right.
He says I'm free from the tracks, but he's not moving anywhere. No more progress. It's over.
That's right.
And it's the same thing with us. When we decide that we have a mentality that can dictate and understand what's right and wrong, aside from what God has already given us, there's no more forward progress. And so as long as we abide in those confines of law, we have liberty. When we walk outside of that, we can introduce all sorts of new definitions.
And really, why don't they call it for what it is? Liberty from God. That's really
right.
What they want, and
that's
they
right.
Call that evolution.
Not
we'll be right now. Back.
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in. And a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We are all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty, is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are asking that you would partner with us financially and become a son or daughter of liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more, but that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You got to get out and you got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
I got another interesting email. The email came this week and said, "What's your credentials?"
A credentials question.
Outside of the fact that I am duly ordained, as the other guy is duly ordained, two times over, nationally and locally. What does it mean? What are your credentials? You find a standard that you wish to live up to, so that's who you would accept your credentials from.
That's right. Otherwise, why get them?
So, like, for example, I mean, if you guys see me right now, folks out there, I'm totally buff.
And if I was a weightlifter,
what I always put in front of me is that bodybuilder, that Mr. Olympia, and I'm getting pretty close.
He's got nothing on you, though. I do got to say that.
So he's my standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today's mentality is like if you're a preacher, you just tolerate everything, and instead of fighting off the wolves, you just let them into the flock.
Mm-hmm.
That's how backwards people are.
Because
but the question was, what are your credentials? So you know what I did, folks? I went and looked up the word credentials. Webster's 1828. Credentials. I'm going to give it to you verbatim, line upon line. Listen to this. "That which gives a title or claim to confidence. The warrant on which belief, credit, or authority is claimed among strangers." You know what the second definition of credentials is? "So the power of working miracles given to the apostles may be considered as their credentials, the witness of the Spirit, authorizing them to propagate the gospel and entitling them to credit."
Could they do that without going to school?
They did. Peter, James, and John, they were all ignorant fishermen.
Tearing up the world.
Must have had the right hearts, though, because God used them. He called them out.
Thanks
when they
those.
Seen that John and Peter were unlearned and ignorant men, and they seen that Jesus was with them, that was their credentials. God ordains man, folks. Though you have to get some kind of accreditation for the people to appease them and make them happy that you know the word backwards, inside and out, and yet you can be dumb as a rock, you can be a bottom feeder, and as long as you got credentials, everything's okay with you. But if you know the Bible like the back of your hand, that doesn't mean anything if you don't have credentials.
Yeah.
You got to get credentials. You got to pay for those credentials. let me give you an example, Jake, and I'll let you talk right after this. You know that Obama is supposed to be a constitutional scholar, right? I wonder where he got his credentials.
Scholar?
George Soros, I think, gave him his credentials.
Nice guy.
I'm not being funny. What I'm trying to say is the accreditation that the reprobates are looking for is that you do the opposite of what you are accredited for, and then you're okay. If you do what they do, then you must be accredited.
You must have credentials.
But if you speak out against them, we got to continuously poke at the foundation to see if they really are living, educated, sophisticated, and for sure they have to have credentials. And if they don't have those credentials, then they must not be valid. Everybody we know has credentials. And I'm trying to figure out what the gospel is, and they have like the best of the best of credentials. Especially these religious guys, they all got the same glasses. That must be their credentials. Or they have it in the back of their pocket, Jake, their credentials. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't it me and you that sat down with a guy? He's a professor at a college. And he said that out of all the Bible colleges in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, he's the only one that did any evangelistic work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because the other guys had to give out their
credentials.
Credentials.
I mean, if you have credentials, it is existential.
What do you do after you get credentials?
Should I intertwine some King James with that?
Yeah.
Come on.
We're on a roll now.
What credentials did Apostle Paul have? What credentials did Peter, James, John have? What credentials did Jesus have other than the fact that the Holy Spirit bore witness to everything he did and said? Isn't that the definition of credentials?
Yes.
This concerns me.
This has got to be concerning
a lot
of people.
I mean, I think I need to spend like, I don't know, thousands of dollars to be taught that we've come from monkeys so I can get my credentials.
Wait a minute. It costs money to get credentials?
Well, you know that. I mean, you don't have to know the word. Come on.
I just need money.
Jake, come on. As long as you go to college, you can get your credentials.
Does college cost money?
Tons of money.
Oh, so.
But as long as you went through the process of being dummied down or stupefied, you can always get your credentials. And I think that's important.
So people that don't have credentials must really frustrate the people that have credentials.
Well, dude, it's a good thing that we're duly credentialized.
That's true.
Folks, I have credentials. Do you have credentials?
I've got credentials.
Everybody wants credentials. And I think it's time you get credentials.
Let's all get credentialized. Do it.
Existential.
We need to bring in Miles Finch.
I mean, when he said that to me, constitutional credentials.
That really shows him how much he knows about the Constitution, doesn't
Folks,
it?
Folks, you want to know who it came from?
A lawyer.
A lawyer.
A bottom feeder.
Do you think he has credentials, though? Or is he just...
I don't know, because I see him trying to work against those that are magnifying our liberty.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to figure out where he got his credentials.
I remember when the president went to Notre Dame, he got an honorary degree, just like that. He just got
a
credential.
Where did he go?
Notre Dame?
Hmm.
Got an honorary degree without going to school.
Is that where that Christian covered up Christ?
Yeah.
When he spoke to the college students?
Yeah, well, actually,
just take it for what he says.
Yeah,
that's when he needed Christ, wasn't it?
That's right.
But what's important is he's got his credentials. I said Obama is supposed to be a constitutional scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
I can tell by how much he talks about it.
Well, he talks about it in the opposite of its intent.
That's right. It's taken on a new
He's accredited. Meeting. Don't question
that's
it.
True.
He said it. Believe it. That settles the whole issue.
And his teachers that taught him must really know.
Saul Alinsky.
Yeah. They know about the Constitution.
Well, he's accredited. He's got his credentials.
Liberty to the people, right?
Well, it's all about the people. Yeah. It's for the good of the people, right?
That's
the
right.
poor.
Yeah. The poor people.
Mm. But he's got his credentials.
That's right. It's too bad if he didn't. We might have a leg to stand on, but since he's got them, it's worthless.
I mean,
what are we going to do?
I mean, Jake, I'm happy about our credentials.
I like them. Makes me be able to sleep at night.
Does it?
Yeah. I just want to say this. When I got my credentials to teach the Constitution class,
You couldn't do it any other way.
I was just ecstatic.
Ecstatic is
And
the
then
word.
I decided, well, now that I've got my credentials, maybe I should just learn something about the Constitution.
You know what? I really sincerely thought about this when I came in here. I slept probably 2 hours last night, and I'll tell you why. I didn't eat up until 6 o'clock, because a lot of times I'll fast. I didn't eat, but I drank coffee. And then when I wanted to go to sleep at 11:30 at night, I could not go to sleep. I faded out really quick. The heater goes on. Wakes me up. I was up till probably 3 o'clock, just laying there. But I did have some console in the fact that I have my credentials.
You turned over and looked
right
at the wall.
Right on the wall.
Yes.
I didn't miss them. I put them there. I looked at them all night, and I said, you know what? As long as I have that on the wall, that pretty much substantiates who I am.
Yeah.
Not what I say or do.
No. Like I say, I mean, once you get the credentials, then you can actually learn why you got the credentials and for what.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily have to.
With that piece of paper, what are we going to do with that? You know what I'm going to do? Save this guy's email address,
yeah.
And I'm going to send him my credentials because we're duly ordained. And we got two pistols,
mm-hmm.
You know, one on each side.
That's right.
Johnny Ringo.
There we go.
And I'm going to send him one of those, too. As a matter of fact, I might send them both.
You're not holding back.
I'm not.
I think that'll solidify all of the arguments.
I'm serious.
Well, I'm serious about this. I do know that the more I read the Constitution, the more encouraged I get, and the more I realize that those guys really got it right. And it's really simple, because everything they warned us to stay away from, if we would just take heed to their warnings, kind of like when the Lord gave the law of God, and then he told them to take heed of this, and then he gave them the blessings and cursings, and he said, you know, if you do this, if you obey my law, you will be blessed. If you disobey my law, you will inherit cursing. And guess what happens?
That is natural government, brother.
When you disobey the law, you inherit cursings.
This guy said this. There's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution.
That's right.
His name is President James Buchanan. Do you think he had his credentials?
To say something like that, he would have had to have had credentials.
Okay. Martin Luther, he said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point.
That's right.
His credentials is found in what he did.
That's right.
Not what he said.
Well, it's like when you're out on the battlefield and the enemy's shooting at you, what you do is you pull out your credentials and you put it in front of you and you block their fire. Maybe you show them the credentials and the enemy turns around and runs away. Do you think that happens? This has been a long credential.
Like when you talk. Walk... Well, no, but it's important that people understand the way of our credentials.
That's right.
When you walk into a man's office and he's got all these credentials on his walls and you don't see it in his life, you try to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah, so maybe the problem is a man getting credentials without having the... to back it up.
Pith and marrow.
That's right. That's a much better term.
That was really uneducated.
That was. Was like the bottom of the barrel. Give me back my credentials. I just said Hey!
Give them to me, Jake. No more.
Well, that was close. He almost took my credentials for that.
That credential business is crazy stuff.
Whew. Now, folks, I mean, our country was founded on credentials. When those pilgrims came over here, they were outcasts of England and Holland.
Yeah.
They came over with credentials. And when they had to plant their gardens, the sprouts, before they came up, said, do you have your credentials to plant me in the ground? And they said, yeah. Yeah, I've got credentials. And then
how low can you go?
No, and they're victims of a strange delusion. It's probably our fault that they're so ignorant. So
it's somewhere in the mix, it is.
It's got to be our fault.
And you know, they probably had a
study.
Their life was probably 100 times better than I ever had it. But I guess it's an issue of heart here again. And but you know what? He's probably got his credentials. And as long as he's got those,
he's got to have it figured out.
Yeah. I feel like we're being sarcastic.
But there's education coming through the sarcasm.
Yeah, education.
That was an error on the microphone. Don't take my credentials.
Did you know, in all sincerity, that George Washington only went to the 8th grade?
Yeah. And then he was a land surveyor, and he's probably the greatest American that's ever lived.
What about John Quincy Adams, an ambassador to Prussia? Mm-hmm. How old was he?
14
years old. Yeah. What was school like back then?
I think they were taught by their parents. Must have had pretty smart parents. Or maybe the parents really cared about their children.
We're seeing a lot more of that today, in all sincerity.
Absolutely.
Parents love their kids, and it's awesome
to
see.
That is an absolute statement.
They love them so much, they're saying enough of the system.
Yep. That's America. Think about Abigail Adams, the wife of a president, and then the mother of a president.
She used to speak Latin quite a bit. Did you know that?
But you know what? She didn't have credentials, because women couldn't get credentials back then.
You know, we didn't even mean for credentials to be the topic.
No.
It just kind of rolled out that way. Is it because we're tired, or is it because we're so intellectually smart that if we start another topic, it's going to go on past? What do you think? I don't know.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
That's good.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 17, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,528.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,567.43, $783.72 for a half ounce, or $391.86 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,567.43, $783.72, and $391.86.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
One of the things I wanted to bring about, too, is it's interesting how, again, the Bible declares unto us that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. We have to understand spiritual things to understand natural lessons. That's why Christ always gave us natural lessons. So in saying that, let me give you a quote from James Madison. The temporary deviations from fundamental principles are always more or less dangerous. When the first pretext fails, those who become interested in prolonging evil will rarely be at loss for other pretexts. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. Yep. July 14, 1776, in Congress, they stated, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, listen carefully, to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. Who gave you your rights? God did. Who gives you privileges? The state does. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." That's we the people as a republic under God. "That whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends," hello, "it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed." In other words, don't complain about what you tolerate. And why do you tolerate the suffrage? "But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security Such have been the patient sufferance of the colonies in these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, said our forefathers, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. He always has to have the upper hand. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of larger districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formable to tyrants only, so they would hold the power. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, like on Christmas America, like on the weekend America, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, Patriot people. Kind of weird, yeah? He has called legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them, wearing them out into compliance with his measures. Hello, folks. Don't ask, don't tell. We're not going anywhere until it passes, said the un-American leftist wax. What did our forefathers tell us, folks, when they do these things? Get rid of them. Why do you allow the abuses and usurpations of what millions of men have died to uphold? Shame upon you to allow such violations. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. Who is acting the tyrant? Who is rebellious America? Those that overthrow your rights, those that overthrow your laws are the rebels. And when they do such a thing, you don't sit back and let them call you every name under the book. Radical, racial, Nazis, hate mongers, bigots. Who does that really fall to? I'm reading the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers are telling you why they threw off a tyrant. I guarantee you this king, tyrant George, did everything under the sun to the degree that these people in government are doing and committing the atrocities against you, the American people, today.
He'd be proud of them.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. He didn't want you to have freedom. They don't want you to have freedom. They want to call the shots. That's called dictatorship. That's called despotism. The state remained in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. By the way, they were contrived by this government. Ask any of the dictators, man. They would create the problem and then they'd bring in the answer. America, when the government has the answer to all the problems and you want them to answer the problems, that's your first problem. But second of all, if they're waiting for you to come to them so they can give you the resolution to the problems, keep in mind when they're ready for it, they're probably the ones that contrived it. Oh, that's just way out there. Folks, you should know this. King George has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice. That is so key right there. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Who was the one that was subjecting himself to the laws of the land? The king. When you're talking about all the amendments being crossed and thrown at the Senate, who is contriving these? Why do they need new laws and new amendments and new policies? If you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to corruption's 10,000 commandments, and it's called policy. It says in 9:16, the book of Psalms, God is known by the justice that he executes, because in Isaiah 26, it talks about that's how you establish righteousness, through judgments and the enforcement of the laws of the land. Don't enforce the laws. That's what King George didn't do. In America, you're becoming the prey to the criminals because the government is not magnifying their purpose. namely the kids. Abortion, sexual molestation, pedophilia, homosexuality. They're promoting the crimes, America. And while they promote the crime, keep in mind it's because they themselves are not again subject to the God of heaven. That's why we continuously reiterate who we are under this Mosaic institution. As a republic, this is about tearing down and reestablishing who we are as a people. And as I started off the show earlier, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? Tea partiers, the preachers should be leading the way. And I understand it's hard to find them preachers. Let's take this phone call. We got Brian from Minnesota again. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
You put a lot of work into expounding what you're doing. You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves, which will have worldwide implications, or not to the good.
Amen.
I'm not kidding. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
I appreciate it.
John Derbyshire at National Review had dinner with James Buckley, former senator of New York State. He asked him about what he thought of what was going on, and Buckley's brother's summation was, this is going to take divine intervention.
It is.
That's how it started, Brian.
Appreciate your phone call. Oh. Folks, if I can give praise where praise is due, it's the Holy Ghost. For those that have been unchurched, you're not to find your faith in Bradley's wisdom or in man's wisdom. You're to find it in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. To be quite honest, you know, I'm a fighter, I am, but I'm also a lamb because that's the heart of my Father. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, he is, but he's also a shepherd. People need to understand, because Brian just exemplified exactly my ministry. You're saying everything that's in my heart. That's why I continuously go down these little rabbit trails all the time, because the Holy Ghost knows who needs to be fed. And that's what it's about. Praise is to my Father. I didn't die on the cross. Jesus Christ did. That uniform and that praise and that honor belongs to him. It's like this. Americans, for those that truly live for what the veterans died for, when you meet a veteran that fought, bled, and some have died, he's seen it all. He has the testimonies of war. You don't walk up to him and ask him for his uniform, do you? No way. See, it's raining in here right now again, and it's the Holy Ghost again. That honor and that uniform belongs to him. I just put my hand in his hand and tell him, thank you so much. And the way that I honor them, America, is live for what they fought for in the natural.
I think, too, whenever you thank a veteran, what they do is they generally say, I'm not the hero. What do they point back to? That sacrifice and that blood.
Yes.
So even a man who has fought knows where the virtue truly lies. It lies in that blood that's already been shed on that field. He looks to the one who sacrificed all for him.
Dick Winters was asked by his grandson, Grandpa, were you a hero in the war?
Mm-hmm. It'll break you every time.
Oh, it does. And Dick Winters from 101st Airborne Band of Brothers looked over at the camera and he said to his grandson, he said, no, I wasn't a hero, but I served in a company of heroes. And folks, let me tell you this behind the scenes just so I can tell you about my company of heroes. Every single week that I'm on this radio show, I have street teams out there in the hot, the cold, it doesn't matter. They're out there 6 days a week. I have several people in the office on a voluntary basis, literally crying, praying, working their hind ends off to get to the next state of strength from strength to glory, because we want to make sure that our liberties are upheld. I'm not the hero, but I serve with a company of them. And by the way, I'm not stupid, because on this team, in the Sons of Liberty, the only quarterback on this team that gets praise, his name is Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. For those that don't quite know who we are and your new listeners, please do understand that we've been on nationwide public radio for over 8 years. We do public speaking. I've done over 331 high schools. Jake does high schools, as do we both. Colleges, festivals, prisons, churches, tea parties, house churches, whatever the case is, we'll go. It doesn't matter. We're not about fame. We're not about the jing. We're about getting out there and being spent on the people for the purposes of heaven on this earth. We also use our national, international band called Junkyard Prophet, ranked number two in the country. Number two because we didn't bow to the money, because once you take on the label offers, guess what they say to you? You have to do this and you have to do that. And we said, no, we're not. No, we're not. We're going to the young people of our country. And speaking of which, it's interesting because I continuously bring this up on the radio that we forget our young people today. Keep in mind that next generation, they're going to be your rulers. And everybody, especially on conservative radio throughout the land, they keep dogging on this guy named Obama. They call him the president of these United States. It's interesting that that dumb president, Barry Obama, has enough common sense to go to guess who? We try to tell the older people this time and time and time again. We need support. We need help so we can reach the next generation because they're going to be our rulers. Let's not forget to sow into that field so we can reap a harvest so they respect us, folks, especially to the older generation. But what does the older generation say? We got our own thing going. We got our own thing going. My point is this. As you forget that generation, keep in mind that bad guy in office, he has enough common sense to go to guess who, folks? He's going to the colleges to receive what? New voters between the ages of 18 and 29 years old. Why is it that the President of the United States has enough common sense to go to the right people, but you can't get the conservatives out of their old traditions? And tradition means attached to their old customs. They're trying to get their little meetings here. You know, they're so busy, they just don't bring forth any fruit.
Too busy to get anything done.
I don't get it, Jake. Am I missing something? That dummy in office that everybody's capping on in conservative radio has enough common sense to go to the right people so he can get reelected. And what is the right doing? They got their heads in the dirt like a bunch of ostriches. Wake up, folks. Folks act like the young are the cursed ones. Yet it's the older generations that are cursing the young by ignoring them.
There's no other way to explain this. I mean, how many times, like you said in the very beginning of the show, how many times do we got to bring this across? You don't reach the next generation, you got nothing.
When you're talking to people up there, Jake, what are you doing? You're dealing with the problem. Folks, let's just call an ace for an ace, okay? You know who the problem is? They're right in front of your face. And if you're waiting for them to come up with something new, they're not doing the new thing. They're doing the same old things, and they're getting the same old results because they're looking the wrong direction. They think it's just going to be another meeting, another coffee meeting, another dinner. No. What it comes to is you have to get to the young people that are willing to get out there and do the stuff and spread the message.
And you also see, too, with these type of settings that you're talking about, another dinner, another coffee dinner, it's not really about reaching people. It's about them. I get to go to another dinner with so-and-so. I get to go to another coffee meeting with so-and-so, and that's as far as it looks. But the fact is we're eating the fruit of what we lacked to sow to this last generation, but these guys are identifying where they need to go. Go pick up where those others left off and turn their backs on.
A recent poll commissioned by the O'Leary Report and conducted by Zogby International found that 46% of young voters would vote for President Obama today. Did you hear me? Well, 42% would elect someone new. On the other hand, only 38% of older voters age 65 plus would re-elect Obama, and 57% would prefer someone new.
I think that shows two things. Number one, it shows responsibility. These kids will go elect Obama because it's pop culture. But I also heard a statistic that after kids get out of school and they start to get on the job hunt and they start to make an income and become self-sufficient, this also shows how we've spoiled our kids and given them everything, and in turn, we've given them absolutely nothing. Once they start going on the job hunt and they start getting a salary, then they start to vote more conservative. They start to go against their liberal upbringing and what was pop culture cool. Now they're starting to say, wait a second, we just got duped in.
Now you see the correlation between the tyrants in White House and the education system, folks. Bring them together.
Right.
You have to re-educate them in public schools so you can go to them and win them. Just like, what was that guy's name back in the 30s? What did he call his youth? Hitler's youth. Isn't that the guy that went for the education system and then he had something called the Hitler's youth?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that guy have enough common sense to outwit those that should have knew better? It just shows the stupidity of those that should know better, and what they tolerate really shows their ignorance. Mm-hmm. Wisdom is justified by our children, and I'm telling you what, this president is aiming for the collegiate aides because he knows he can win them while the right's over there playing with their old 65, 70, 75-year-old men that don't have a care for the young.
That's right, and it shows their selfishness too. So this is really a disrespect and a check put back on them. You're being selfish in your own lives, your own retirement, worrying about all of that, not sowing into the next generation. Don't mean to beat a dead horse, but you can't complain about what
it
you're
a dead horse. The dead horse
brought.
Is who you're talking to right and now that better wake up and realize you better get to the right harvest fields, because for the most part, all across the country, you're doing nothing but talking when you should be reaching in to the younger generations to win them.
And the only way that somebody won't do that to reach in is, again, it's point blank, it's selfishness. It's not about the betterment of the country. Who's the most active consumer in America? It's the youth.
And every single time, you guys are doing a good thing for the young people. I would ask one more time, in all sincerity, folks, I would ask that you'd consider supporting this ministry. We are touching the nation. We want you to be a part of that. And when I say we are touching the nation, we literally are touching the nation. We're sowing into the fields that need to be sown into. We're not forgetting our future tomorrow, folks, like so many people out there are today. So do consider the field that you sow into, and this is a great one. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Please do call in, folks. Again, we greatly appreciate the support. And believe me, we need the help. We need to reach more, and we're willing to do the stuff. Obama going after the young people. I want to give you some quotes. This was just last week, folks. Campaign watchers say President Obama and his White House staff are trying to rearrange young voters, going to college campuses to help build enthusiasm.
Smart guys.
Last month, Obama talked to about 1,000 people at Penn State University about reviving the U.S. economy. Folks, the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. Do you understand? He doesn't know how to tell the truth. You kind of get my point? You get my equation here, America? He doesn't know how to tell the truth about the economy. What the heck have you been doing for the last 2 years besides destroying it?
And redistributing
it. And that's exactly it. But he's going to the students saying, hey, listen, we already know you're dummied down because we've re-educated you over through the government schools in the last 12 years. And we all know, too, that you think you know everything. So let me just come in and play up to you. So Obama is going to Penn State University talking to the young about reviving the U.S. economy, and a few weeks later he visited Cleveland State University. Both schools are politically important states. These folks are not stupid. He cannot be reelected unless he wins Ohio, for example. The Washington Post came along and reported, we are so interested in figuring out how to get our ideas, your input, and your energy. Obama told a group of Cleveland State and other students, the president shook each attendee's hand and posed for a group photo. He's not a dummy. The White House said last week it plans to hold at least 100 roundtables this spring between administration officials and young people. So when you listen to the next radio program that does nothing but talk about the problem, going back to the same people that have been in the administration prior to Obama's administration and having the audacity to think that they're going to bring about change when they were a part of the problem since the beginning.
They allowed, yep.
These are conservatives that are doing this. Hey, John, what do you think about this?
Oh, can you believe
it? Hey, John McCain. Hey, John Boehner, what do you think about this? Let me turn a light on for you. Weren't these the same people that were there with Bush? Weren't these the same people there with Clinton? What were they doing then, America? And now all of a sudden they have the answers? Which ones are being persecuted? I say this time and time again.
That's right.
Those are the leaders. Those are the real ones.
Yep.
The White House said last week it plans to hold at least 100 roundtables this spring between administration officials and young people. The administration said it would ask young people about their ideas through a series of national conference calls and web chats. Video from Obama's Cleveland visit shows him seated at a table with a group of students. I end with this point. Spread the word, said Obama, because we're going to be going to different college campuses. We want to organize, said Obama. Hey, conservatives, it's time for you to wake up and get to the right people. You know, like the ones that have been forgotten for the last 30 and 40 years? It's time to fix the problem. And this ministry is aimed at prevention because prevention is better than cure. You're in a position where you have to cure what you've allowed. And I'm saying what we need to do as Americans is quit curing everything and let's start preventing everything. Let's deal with the issues at hand. Again, folks, you have Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, not just what we say. We got to walk the talk. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.